This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
We're waiting for your phone calls, your texts, your emails. Lay it on us. Bring it on today, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Colin Peterson will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is a longtime member of the United States House of Representatives from Minnesota, District 7. He is a Democrat. And a smart Democrat, because he recognizes there's a lot of Republicans and conservatives that populate western Minnesota, just like is the case in North Dakota. One question I have for him is whether or not the Colin Peterson breed of Democrat is extinct. You know, I mean, whether they're just they're nowhere to be found anymore. I don't know. Are there... I know there are good, decent Democrats. I know that. And but the Democratic Party itself has been overtaken, I believe, by leftists, by professional protesters, by the resist movement, by women that would think it's okay to wear some vulgar pink hat on their head and go protest. Is that the Democratic Party of the day? I don't know. I think it only changes if Democrats, if good Democrats, well-meaning Democrats, I'm not of the opinion that somebody, because they are a Democrat and has a different political opinion in mind, they're somehow a bad person. I know some people, they think, well, if you stand for this, if somebody's a Democrat because they're a Democrat, right? Their mom and dad were Democrats, their grandparents were Democrats, and they just are. They don't pay attention to the politics of it. They're not... meaning to do anyone harm. And I think that's the majority of Democrats in North Dakota. But the loud ones are the leftists, are the angry ones. They're the ones on social media that are so vile and foul, it's unbelievable. Every once in a while, I venture into their territory, and I do it as not someone that's trying to be a menace. What do you call that online, Todd, when you're a... when you're sort of, is it trolling or something you call it? When you go into some place that you know is not friendly to you and you're sort of stirring the pot? Is that called trolling?
Cyberbullying.
I would never cyberbully. I would never.
Sure?
Do you have any examples where I've cyberbullied? No, I don't think I have.
I'm just asking if you're sure, that's all.
No, yeah. And, I don't do it for that. I do it because I believe strongly in what I believe in. And when I see something so ridiculous, I'm going to say, have you ever thought of this? My favorite one is people who think that Trump is, he's bound for hell. He's going to hell. He's a scumbag. He's awful. He's terrible. He doesn't know anything about religion. He's awful. How do you know all that? I mean, what gives you the power to believe that you possess the knowledge of someone's potential salvation? I don't know. So anyway, long story short, talk with Congressman Colin Peterson a little bit about that. And I'd love to hear from you on this, too. Do you see a difference between a Democrat who's just a Democrat because they are and might believe that, government has more of a role than the private sector or whatever, or government solutions are better than private sector solutions, whatever your reasoning, compared to, the mob online or the leftists or the angry, the just vile. That's, I don't know what percentage wins. More and more these days, it seems to me the angry ones do, and they all seem to be infected by Trump derangement syndrome. But I hope, if we're going to find some way forward and find some common ground to fix some things that obviously ail us, we're going to have to find some of those reasonable Democrats. But you tell me, 258-0550. These are our local number, 701-258-0550, toll-free at 800-228-0550. What else we got for you today? Peril Grossman will be here from the North Dakota Attorney General's office. Peril is the go-to guy related to scams that are done by people. And a lot of you have been calling recently about robocalls. And robocalls that come from a number that are not accurate. I've talked to people that actually have received calls from their own number regularly. You know, so there's some really weird things going on. People asking about the do not call list, all of that. So Peril will be here, and we'll talk about that at 10:30. We also have the President's State of the Union address tonight. We'll have it on the air for you tonight so you can listen to it if you're out and about. And welcome your suggestions on what the President ought to talk about today. I thought we got a pretty good run-through from Corey Lewandowski yesterday, President's former campaign manager, and I was excited to hear what he said will be the top three things the President will talk about tonight, which I think is great. Troy Coons is going to be here to talk some ag from CNC Farms, and also we'll introduce you to yet another worthy cause of your hard-earned dollars on Giving Hearts Day, the jail chaplains. I'm telling you, jail chaplains do some unbelievable work. There's no doubt about that. So, all that coming up on the program today, we call What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We have an open house going on today. Mentioned that yesterday. It goes on until 1 o'clock this afternoon, so anybody would love to stop and see us in the neighborhood, come on by 2852 Thunder Road. The Fargo Studios, where the open house is today. I'm sure Todd would have you at the Bismarck location.
Sounds like you guys caused quite a traffic jam over in Fargo there.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, what can we do? That's what happens when you do free My Pillows. They just, and free copies of the book Grassroots, The Common Sense Action Agenda for America. Have you read it yet, Todd? I know I penned
it. Kind of borrowed it without my permission, so as I get it back, I can work on that.
It happens. And Todd runs a museum. He doesn't have an office. He has a museum. And I think you need a curator so people don't steal stuff. Is that the word? Curator?
Curator, yeah. Well, I'm never in my office, so I better, utilize it somehow. So I thought, I'll make a museum.
And people are stealing stuff or borrowing.
Proves how valuable it is. I mean,
you're choosing to be kind about all this.
Those are hard to find.
Yeah. Exactly right.
The choice has been made by others. I'm just the messenger here on this one.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so tonight, we know this about the president's plans. As luck would have it, I'm getting a call right now from Richmond, Virginia. You want to bet this is not a real call? Hang on a second. One second. Hang on. Here we go.
Sure.
Hello?
Are you looking for affordable health insurance with benefits from a company you know? Policies have all been reduced nationwide, such as Cigna, Blue Cross, Aetna, and United.
Yeah.
Just a quick phone call away, press 3 to get connected to a licensed agent, or press
7. That sounds like a fun new game. Name the robocall.
How do I get you to never call me again? That's what I want to know.
I take a hammer and hit your phone until it breaks in pieces.
Then they hung up.
It's the name the robocall game. Maybe we should do that. Every time one of us gets a robocall, just throw it right out here. I know it's technically an FCC violation, but then again, so is their call.
Well, no, it isn't, because it's not a live person. If you're putting somebody on the radio without their permission, that's the FCC violation, right?
Right.
This is some recording.
You're putting the call.
Was it just a call?
Yeah, I think it is a call.
Well, next time I'll answer.
I'll ask for clarification from our legal people on that one. But
yeah, you get the.
That's a good point. But you realize what a game that could be, and then whoever guesses which sector from which the most robocalls come from in a given week, month, whatever, wins a MyPillow and a copy of Scott Hennin's book.
Exactly. All right.
State of the Union tonight. You were talking about.
I was. Yeah, where did Raleigh go? Kevin told me something in my ear about Raleigh wanted to tell a story about robocalls, and I don't know who Raleigh is. And, Kevin, what are you doing? You're totally confusing me.
He just popped in and was talking about 730 numbers, and that's all he ever gets. I was going to have Raleigh just comment on that. He gets, how many numbers do you have blocked, Raleigh? Like 50 of them?
Why don't you put them on your mic, Kev, because I can't hear them unless you hadn't turned them on or something.
Come on over here, bud. Right here.
I was curious about the prefix of that phone call you just got.
703.
723?
703.
703.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get 8 or 10 of these a week from, and they're all from the same prefix, 730, which happens to be my prefix. I bet I've got 500 phone numbers blocked.
Yeah, and see what it is, and we're going to talk about this later on in the program, but what it is, you know, they're when they call you, they pull up a number from the same area code to make it more likely that you'll answer. It's part of their technology.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. It's a total scam. Now, this one wasn't in my case, but I am getting a lot of them from 701. I haven't got my own.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to deal with that coming up at 8:30. 10:30.
What?
Yeah. 8:30. It is actually 8:30, but it'll be 8:30 Pacific. 10:30 Central.
Nice try.
Yeah.
We got you on that one.
Okay, so we'll get this shit back on track when we come back and talk about the State of the Union Address and welcome your calls and what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have anything that runs buy a diesel engine, you got to know our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. Because CJ is attracting engines from all across North Dakota because of his expertise. Go to work for you. DACDiesel.com is the website. You can find out about some of the good work they do. They, by the way, with this cold right now, have a fabulous additive that is really helping the diesel not gel up. It's working great. Includes the it's a mileage improver. What it is, it'll increase your mileage, and it will not gel up, and it's working great in this cold right now. Getting rave reviews on it. So give them a call for an appointment. Tractor, the pickup truck, the semi-truck, whatever, 701-258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, DACDiesel.com. All right. Can you tell there's a lot of people here? Am I listening? Todd, is there a buzz? Is there a hubbub? Or I never know how much noise you're hearing because I can hear it in my ears, but I can't necessarily hear what you're hearing through the microphone, if that makes any sense. Not interrupting anything, is it? But Todd Bale, or what's going on?
I'm here. Engineer Larry needed me for something.
I see.
He came fire on the air somehow.
I said, are you overhearing the buzz of activity? Can you hear it?
I actually can't.
Okay, all right, good. So I won't worry about it then. Because we
is
have
traffic still backed up on 29 in front of your place there?
I think so, yeah. Somebody just stopped in, peeked his head in the window and said, you know, you went from a Pinto to a Porsche.
That's true.
Somebody had been in the last location and this location.
And you had a nice Pinto, so I'm going to look forward to seeing that Porsche sometime there.
Yeah, you know, to be fair, the location we were at, which is 3301 University Drive South, was really an amazing launching pad for what has become, Flag Family Media. So those are the best stories. You know, I mean, Microsoft started in a garage. You know what I mean?
So did Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think those are the best kind of stories. And I didn't do that very good when we built the first, location for the Flag downtown because it was a $350,000 building that turned into $1.5 million project before you could blink. And it was nice, but it was too much too fast. And you're better just building slow, and that's what we've done here. So great leadership from our president, Steve Hallstrom, who's just a great partner and a great guy and done a really good job. And I remember the first meeting that we had with our staff when Steve joined and we announced him as president. And he said to everybody, he said, now I want you to dream a little bit. What do you think would be really great? You know, somebody's like, well, could we get some new office chairs? And it'd be nice to have a sign out front. everybody was thinking kind of small.
Electricity,
you know?
Running water.
Yeah, we could actually have toilet paper in the bathroom. Would be nice. And, you know,
dream big. Hey, I worked at BYOTP radio station, so that's no joke.
I think we all have, brother.
So anyway, so Steve, like, looks out the window. He said, you know, I see a parking lot with 50 spots. You know, I mean, I see a new office complex, and he was dreaming a little bigger than we were. And by the way, I think we have 54 out there now. So we overachieved on the 50. So it's a lot of fun, but it is. But I encourage you, you know, if you are starting a business, if you have a dream and you're wanting to build something and turn it into something, don't be afraid to be small. Small is okay. The little engine that could is our motto and how we started here. We still are the little engine that could compared to a lot of media entities around the globe, like an iHeartMedia or even around the state. So that's just fine. That's just fine. But don't think you have to do it all overnight. That's a great lesson out of what we've done here without question. All right, I promised to tell you a little bit about the State of the Union address. Now, in case you missed it, Corey Lewandowski was with us yesterday, president's one-time campaign manager, and now an advisor that's meeting with him regularly. And I think we have a pretty good scoop. But I said to him, you know, give me top three things that the president will do tomorrow in the State of the Union, tonight, now. And this was yesterday's conversation. He said, number one, educate. We really need to educate people about the threat that is the border. You know, what's happening at the border. The danger to America because of the border. right? I mean, it really is. It's very, very crucial people understand the threat and the need for border protection, right? Second thing, which just made my heart sing, was the right to life, specifically because of proposed legislation in New York and Virginia. You don't have a right to life. You don't have a country. Look where Hitler was going, what he was executing in the way of a plan to exterminate people that he thought were inferior. Became their DNA until he was taken down and those enslaved were free. Look at the mess you had. Well, how is that going to be any different if you start letting this stuff go? So I was so glad that was number two on the list. Number three was he needs to tell people what he's done. The economy. What's happened? Tax reform. Regulatory reform. I mean, I can go down the list, but the achievement's very, very important. Very important. So, I think that's pitch perfect for tonight in what he needs to do. Give me some of your comments here from the listeners. First by text, Scott, every Democrat I've met has been liberal. They have a liberal slant to their views. They agree with the liberal, but they aren't as vocal about it. My last girlfriend was a Democrat, and she was had a very liberal point of view. She just wasn't very active in the Democratic Party. She was a Democrat without knowing why she voted Democrat. She just said she votes Democrat because that's what she says when she's asked. The president, says another texter, another listener, the president should brag about the economy, jobs, his accomplishments. Compared to the previous administrations, mention the wall, one of the impending shutdown. Hold the mic sideways, drop it, walk off the stage to Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
There you go.
A drop the mic moment. It. A drop the mic moment. Yeah. Lousy sleeping produces lousy driving, says this listener. The pillow should be provided free to CDL truckers.
Hmm.
In parentheses, ha, 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 liberal logic.
Ah. Yeah. I knew there had to be a caveat there.
There is free pillows if you come see us at 2852 Thunder Road today in Fargo. While they last, I might add. And a bunch of them have gone out the door. Free books, too. Exactly. Some questions on the robocalls. We'll save those for Carol Grossman coming up a little later on. Remember during the primaries, Trump was quoting the Bible and started off by saying in Corinthians 2, I personally never heard it stated as anything but 2 Corinthians. That may not be definitive proof that Trump does not go to church, but it's certainly a red flag to question the matter, in my opinion, at the least. I think Ben Carson, presidential candidate and a strong believer, explain that to me. I'll
if
tell you
you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis conducting the first ever papal mass in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of over 135,000.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you.
The theme of his visit is for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and to reject war and violence. One of the themes President Trump will strike in his State of the Union address this evening will be cooperation in the nation's capital. That according to his press chief, Sarah Sanders.
You're also going to see the president call on Congress and say, look, we can either work together and get great things done, or we can fight each other and get nothing done. And frankly, the American people deserve better than that.
Another Super Bowl victory parade for the New England Patriots and their fans will be stepping off in Boston in an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
So every morning you get up, and what do? You probably look at your alarm clock. You grab your phone. You turn on a light. Right? You don't really think about it, but the house is warm. And without clean, beautiful coal, all of that would be, number one, a lot less affordable. And number two, a lot less reliable. And right here in North Dakota, we have an 800 to 900 year supply of economically recoverable coal. A robust industry that provides more than 15,000 good paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, billions in economic impact, 100 million plus annually in taxes going into the state coffers. Pretty incredible. And at the same time, our electricity rates are among the lowest in the nation. And as a leading coal producer, we have the distinction of being one of only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Isn't that something? And of course, that clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota powers a lot of Minnesota. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. Our next guest is Congressman Colin Peterson. Probably my favorite Democrat in the United States Congress, and that's kind of a short list these days, unfortunately, but I don't think anybody's a top this guy. Done a lot of good work for our farmers. Now as chair of the House Ag Committee and served the Minnesota 7th District a lot of years. How are you, Colin?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Good to catch up with you. So I want to first ask you a question about today's Democrat. To me, the reason I can call you a favorite Democrat is, you know, you're pro-life. You listen very closely to your district in District 7. We're not always going to agree as I'm a conservative Republican, but you're reasonable. You're trying to get things done and figure things out for your constituents. It seems to me that's a dying breed. That now we have a Democratic Party dominated by some of these freshmen that have come in to join you in the Democratic caucus that tonight are going to be all but, you know, professional protesters. And I mean, do you worry for the Democratic Party that you knew and you know, helped to build in Minnesota as being a thing of the past?
Well, as a good friend of mine said last month, this is not the party of Hubert Humphrey. So it has changed considerably from when I first got into politics and, you know, my first campaign, I campaigned with Humphrey and, you know, he had a reputation of being a liberal. He's actually a pretty conservative guy. He was pro-life. He was pro-gun. He was pro-business. He was pro-farmer. He got his reputation because of his civil rights stuff, which was the right thing to do. So, our party has changed a lot. 1984, when I was, or 82, when I first tried to run for Congress, I ran against Gene Wenstrom in the seventh district convention, and I lost by 3 or 4 votes. I forget exactly how much, out of 300 and some. And the reason I lost was that they didn't think I was pro-life enough. And that was the Democratic Party. At that time, 70% of the delegates were pro-life. You know, now there are 2 pro-life Democrats in Congress. So it's changed a lot.
Yeah, and one example, what's going on in New York with Andrew Cuomo? I mean, they're cheering this idea of infanticide. Same thing in Virginia. You're like, what in the world? And I don't know if that's to, I don't know. There's much talk in politics today about suburban women, right? Suburban women making the difference. I don't know in your district what would be suburban women. Is that somebody who lives in Dilworth rather than in Moorhead? I don't
know. I'm not sure, but, I think, part of it is, I don't know that people ascribe to that extreme of position, but there is, I hear a lot from women that they don't like the fact that the men are telling them what to do with their bodies, and that's, I think that's a legitimate concern on the part of women.
But are you doing that? As someone that has been pro-life all along, in the 7th District of Minnesota, largely representing your constituency there, I would imagine, in the 7th District of Minnesota, be a majority issue, just like it is in a large percentage of North Dakota. You aren't telling women what to do with their body, are you? You're saying, hey, that's science.
I know, some of the folks that are pushing back against it that's their argument. And I think it's a matter of conjecture. But anyway, I'm pro-life. I'm not going to change in my position. It's going to be my position. As long as I'm still serving the 7th District of Minnesota.
You're going to hear a lot tonight in the State of the Union address from the president, we understand, about obviously the border and about the threat that it presents. You famously said at one point during this whole shutdown mess, just give Trump the money and, let's get some border security going. I know you got a fair amount.
We've given him money. We've built walls along the border. That's not the only thing we need to do. One of the things I think that unfortunate about how this played out is that it's become all about the wall or not the wall, and that's only a part of what we need to deal with here. So I think we should, as I said, put some strings on this. I mean, one of the problems I have with what they've been doing is that they're going in there and they're using eminent domain, and I have a real problem with that. Would prefer that the government have to be put in a position of negotiating straight up with these people and not coming in and doing eminent domain. The other thing I think needs to be done is we need to listen to the Border Patrol and the mayors and the governors in those areas, because they know better than anybody else what is needed. I've been at the border. I've talked to some of these people. There are places where they think a wall is what they need, but there's the main thing I hear is they need more Border Patrol agents. They need more technology at the ports. There's a lot more to this than just a wall or no wall. So that's kind of kept us from getting to where we need to be. And, he is the president. We have to work with him. And so I just think that doesn't make sense for us to take a position that we're not going to give them a dollar on the wall. I don't think that's going to work.
Well, that is the position of the Speaker of the House. What changes that? Is it enough people saying what you're saying, that, look, let's be reasonable and understand he's president, he's going to want some stuff, we're going to want some stuff, let's negotiate him, and why don't you go knock on Nancy's door and figure this out?
Well, I've told her this in front of in the chairman's meeting, in front of everybody else. And it was not particularly well received. But I think they need to hear that. And the problem is, in California, apparently, the majority of the people in California and in her district are adamantly opposed of any wall, barriers, fence, or anything. And you've also got that similar kind of position in New York and some other, down on the border, my good friend, Philemon Vela, who represents the old De La Garza district, he's adamantly against the wall. Cuellar's against it.
What do you think that is? What is their motivation there? Is their motivation they want an open border? They don't. They want the ability for people to come.
No, not at all. They don't think this is the right allocation of the resources. Their big problem that they're bringing forward is that we don't have the technology, the personnel, the dogs, the other stuff that we need at the border, at the ports of entry. And the majority of the illegals are coming through the ports of entry. They're overstaying their visas is what they're doing. You know, we've got the drugs, 80% of the drugs are coming through these ports. And they don't have the ability to stop them because they don't have the ability to look inside the trucks, that have maybe sometimes drugs in them or have illegal aliens in them. That's their main thing. They think we're putting money into something that, may or may not do some good. And we're ignoring what they see as the biggest problem. So that's, I think, the main thing, although there are, you know, down there, it's really changed in the last 20, 30 years. And, you know, their families down there are on both sides of the border. And we have a lot of farmers that are farming on both sides of the border. And so they're concerned that, you know, the way we're heading with some of this stuff, it's going to make it more difficult for them. You know, they're the ones that are concerned about eminent domain. So it's a complicated issue, you know, but... you know, if we're going to have to put some money into a border wall, I think, in order to get this resolved. And I have said I will support that. And, you know, we'll see what plays out here.
You have been a part of a lot of battles in Congress over the years and stalemates and you know, people digging their heels in. Do you think there is a breakthrough coming on this one? Do you think we're going to, you know, get a deal, get something going and move on to the next battle?
It's hard to see how this gets resolved. And I've said this for some time because both sides have kind of backed themselves into corners here. Having said that, I think that the shutdown that we just went through, both parties see the futility of another shutdown. And I don't think there's a lot of stomach, you know, on the part of the administration or the Congress, the Senate or the House, to do another shutdown. I think that may be stronger than these other positions that they've taken. And I don't know how they get out of it. If they do another CR by unanimous consent, which is what they did the last time, so nobody has to vote on it, and then set up some kind of a process where they're going to try to sort this out, you know, offline, if you will. I don't know. It's hard to know how this gets resolved, but I can tell you this. If you don't have something that the president signs off on, that, the House and Senate sign off on, it's not going to get done. So, I mean, with some or another, we have to figure out how to come together.
I have about a minute left, but I do want to ask you, as chair of the House Ag Committee, what your top priority is now. You have a farm bill, obviously, that's passed, but implementation's always the devil in the details. What's your top priority now?
Well, we're going to pay attention to how it's implemented, but there are other issues on our agenda. I just got a call over the weekend, from somebody who's been in China and is very concerned about the Asian swine fever, which has wiped out apparently about half the hog herds in China. And they have half the pigs in the world in China. They're concerned about them coming in. I talked to the secretary about this yesterday. You know, we set up this new, animal disease bank in the farm bill, thank God. And so there's money there available now, and we've got tap into that so we can, you know, stop the plane coming from China and stop the other stuff for this, hopefully keep this stuff out. So that's one of the main things we're looking at right now, but we're just going to take things as they come.
Sounds good. Colin, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Good to catch up, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Very good. Thanks, Brad.
Chair of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Colin Peterson, represents Minnesota's 7th District. Our guest on What's on Your Mind. Open house goes till 1 today at our Fargo studio. Stop by 2852 Thunder Road.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. February is one of my favorite months. Yes, I get to spoil my wife on Valentine's Day, and yes, there are only 28 days in the month, but best of all, Saturday, February 9th is National Pizza Day. So go ahead, celebrate with your favorite Pizza Corner pizza loaded with the finest quality toppings, then bombarded with delicious cheese. Pizza Corner pizzas are the finest anywhere. And visit Pizza Corner Pizza Facebook page this week for your chance at winning a free pizza for National Pizza Day. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Farberdome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Farberdome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Met a lady that moved here from Wisconsin, and she found us, listens on the radio now regularly, and signed a copy of the book to her. So happy to do that for anybody that comes on by. We'll sign you a copy. Use it for a doorstop. That's what I tell Todd often. Use it for a doorstop. If nothing
else. Well, then it's holding it's cheap, somebody else's door open then. Cause...
It's a cheap doorstop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, stop it.
And the you know what? The fun part of that book is I actually wrote that in 2010. So some of the politics is a little bit outdated. But, you know, we talk about battles over the Obamacare thing, for instance, and town halls that Senator Byron Dorgan was having. And I don't know if you remember this, but Senator Byron Dorgan said that one of the reasons he lost was because of talk show hosts. And he actually would say that. He'd go down to these meetings, he'd say, you're a talk show host. And we had a town hall meeting in Castleton, North Dakota. I tell the story in the book. I'll never forget it. Never forget it, because there was, I dare say, an angry mob of conservatives. And a mob in the sense that they were mad about Obamacare. And they knew it chapter and verse. And part of the reason they knew it chapter and verse is because of talk radio. Spending time exposing the fraud that it was.
You bet.
That's the beauty of talk radio, folks. You get informed together. And then you rise up, you stand up. And he gave me a death stare when he left there like no other. Like, you know, because, you know, the horror of it, we were actually telling people where he was having town halls. What time, where to go. You know, I mean,
hey,
it is your senator. You know, I mean, usually they like to, you know, circulate that to, like, you know, Democratic Party circles and kind of keep it hush-hush, and so they get a fawning crowd. But it didn't happen that time. So that's some of the stories we tell in the book. But there's also, I'm most proud of, at the end of every chapter, tying, you know, what we talked about in that chapter to what the Founding Fathers said. And giving you some, you know, things to do. What would they do? Things you can start doing. So it's kind of neat. There's a lot of tidbits on the Founding Fathers that are in the book as well. So if you want to come by today, we'll give you a free copy. Right here on What's On Your Mind. Is Troy ready to go? The one and only Troy Coons? Hey, Troy, how are you?
Not too bad. A little snowing, a little cold.
Yes. Well, welcome to winter.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got about 12 inches of snow up here over the last storm here.
Incredible. Good for spring. You'll be good and moist, right? You won't have any, won't have any moisture issues there to start anyway. So that's good. But obviously a little challenging winter again. Troy is from CNC Farms, and they are a registered and a certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. And we talk a little ag every once in a while with Troy and look forward to doing that. You were at the KMOT Ag Show last week, and I know that always gives you a good sense of what, you know, farmers and ranchers are talking about. Tell me a little bit about what you heard.
Well, a lot of the people come in, they're all kind of waiting for a market shift on some commodity to kind of lock in some seed and head towards one commodity or other a little bit. Things that people did talk about were monitoring their inputs and trying to find a good value on seed, like the GT 1709 soybean, top tier bean for the west and northern part of the state was looked at because it's relatively inexpensive compared to the other beans and yields right with them. Some people were looking at flax because there's been a couple down years in flax production. So some better prices there. Some people looking at the oats market was another thing. The ranchers, they were also looking at oats and millet. And millet is in as short a supply as it's been in several years. So that's something for ranchers that are looking at some of the forages, the oats and the millets, is something they should start looking at a little earlier is what I heard from a lot of people. And just if you're kind of in that wait and see, hoping something happens in the markets otherwise. We also were able to display our new seed cleaning unit there, and a lot of discussion on that. So that was kind of exciting, and it was always good to get with all the folks and hear what they're thinking and talking about finances and the different markets in India and China and different things and how things will break. So it was a good time to get educated on how all the people's minds are thinking.
Can I still get one of those seed cleaning units?
We can definitely come and clean seed. Yeah, we just rolled her out. It's a brand new unit. It's all vibratory. It's got belts in it. It's variable speed. Got the newest style gravity table on it in the nation. We brought it in from Germany. Nice scaling system we brought in from England. All the newest components on here, it's pulse crop friendly, and then means it's friendly to all other crops, and we can clean anything from a millet to a soybean to a garbanzo bean.
Unbelievable. Nice you could show that off and have a good time, and also interesting to hear what folks are thinking as far as those planting decisions. nothing ever really bowls you over as the overwhelming choice, does it? It's always just a number of options somewhere, you know, that you got to basically go with your gut at some point, Troy?
That's what it is. And like, you know, some options or operations raise one or two or three crops, you know. Most people have a couple. We usually raise 9 to 14. And so we help a lot of folks out there with different decisions.
Sounds great. Good to chat with you as always. Troy Coons from CNC Farms. How can folks get a hold of you?
701-482-7865. And wish everybody the best and stay warm and safe.
Exactly right. Or give him a call. Or stop and see him, brother.
Cattlemen, have you considered adding Simmental Genetics to your herd? Simmentals are today's beef industry leaders with a strong reputation for performance and replacement females that continue to produce quality offspring. Simmentals and Sim-influenced cattle have made their mark in the industry. With the addition of the 70-70 grid, the demand and premium for Simmental influence in your calves will reach new levels. Simmentals are poised to take you into the future. Now is the time to breed them all. Simmental. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.